Welcome to House Call, the podcast where we dive into the do's and don'ts of interior design. I'm your host, Caroline Klein. I'm an interior designer, vintage obsessed, and I want you to love coming home as much as I do. I'm here to give you practical tips and a roadmap to creating a home you never want to leave. Think of this as a coffee date with your interior design bestie. Let's get into it. Hi guys, welcome back. Thank you for listening. I have a fun and quick little episode planned for you this week. This might be one of my favorite things to talk about. We are going to be talking about finding your personal interior design style. But before we do that, let's chat about what I have been loving this week. A few months ago, I tried Lesser Evil popcorn for the first time, and dang, you guys, it is so good. I love popcorn, always have, always will. My college roommate and I, Greta, hi Greta, used to have popcorn almost every single night, and it was fantastic. We had a Whirly Pop, which is one of those things that's like a little pot with a handle coming out of it, and then you put popcorn and salt inside of it, and you crank the handle over the stove, and it spins, and you are left with fresh, hot popcorn, and it was so good. I still love my Whirly Pop, but sometimes you just need popcorn quickly. So Lesser Evil popcorn is a pre-popped popcorn that comes in a bag, and it is the bomb. I have tried a couple different flavors, but my favorite is the original kind of coconut flavor or the Himalayan gold butter flavor. And I get mine at Publix or Costco. So that is what I've been loving this week. Sometimes I feel like this little segment is so inconsequential and other weeks it's more interesting, but you know what? It is the little things in life that make me happy, like popcorn, and I want you to enjoy it also. So anyway, this week we are going to be talking about how to find your personal interior design style. This is such a common problem that I see people struggle with, and I want to give you a few really practical tips on how to hone in on what you love and how to guide the design decisions that you make in your home. So often, I think people come to me with this problem and it kind of manifests in two different ways. One, they don't even know what they like and they're super overwhelmed by all of the options. Or they love everything and they can't make a space feel cohesive for themselves, and that is overwhelming. So in the first situation where people don't even know what they like and they just want to throw up their hands, looking at inspiration online can often feel like trying to take a drink out of a fire hydrant. It's totally overwhelming. It feels impossible to hone in on. And when people like this come to me, I typically have them take like a little quiz that has images and they select what images they like best over others. It's sort of like a little BuzzFeed quiz, which is really fun. But in the other situation, some people like everything and they can't narrow it down to what they truly love. Their Pinterest page has 1.5 million pins and they have a hard time putting things together in a way that makes sense. And that is also where interior designers can really help. So today, I wanted to give you a few tips or things to think about to help you narrow down your personal design style and give you a really good jumping off point for creating a space that you love. So, how do we do that? First of all, I suggest you open up your closet, take a peek at your clothes and your go-to outfits. Clothes and interiors have a lot of similarities, and so often when you love certain textiles in your clothes, you're going to love similar things in your home. So I like to think about, are there certain patterns that you consistently gravitate towards? For me, it's stripes. I love to wear stripes. I often incorporate them into my own home. But on the other hand, I don't ever wear polka dots. I don't like wearing polka dots, and so I don't really incorporate that into my home. So for you, it might be, do you or your partner wear tons of flannels? There are ways to incorporate that into your home in a pretty plaid blanket or something like that thrown over a chair. Or do you have some go-to colors in your wardrobe? If you love navy blue in your closet, that might be a great starting point for your home. Or if you love bright, fun colors in your clothes, then I would say you're probably going to feel more comfortable with a house filled with color. Are there certain textures that you love in your closet? If you love classic materials like denim or leather, start by incorporating little bits of those into your home, and I think it's going to feel really comfortable to you because you're used to wearing those materials on your body. And then from a more like macro level, what are the silhouettes and styles that you gravitate towards in your clothes? So for instance, if you love a really classic kind of French style in your clothes, you can pull inspiration from that into your interiors with simpler silhouettes and fabrics and an emphasis on really classic, timeless style. Or if you love a boho style, then incorporate that into your home in things like woven textures. A note on this though, it is easier to take risks in your clothes, I think, because they're cheaper, whereas furniture and accessories for your home are oftentimes more expensive and I think should last longer than your clothes do. So I would err on the less trendy side of things when you're making decisions about your home versus your closet. That's just my advice though. Okay, so open up your closet, and then the next piece of advice I have is watch TV and movies. I am somebody that has to love the set of a show that I watch. It's a huge part of me buying into whether or not I like the show, and it is probably the biggest deciding factor if I will continue watching the show. And I know some of you might think that's stupid, but it's just the way that I am. When I watch TV, I spend so much time studying the setting while I watch it, and I think this is a really good way to learn more about what styles you love. I would start by making a list of the settings from movies and TV shows that have stuck with you in your mind, and then kind of narrow down what it is exactly that you love about them. Don't be afraid to pause a show for a second to take it in. I do this all the time. I will be watching a show and I will pause it and look at what's happening in the background, what colors they have, what textures, what fabrics they have. Or you can Google a picture of the set so you can get a closer idea of what it looks like. I have a ton of favorites, but a few of my favorites in particular are the kitchen that's downstairs in Downton Abbey. I love the classic materials. It has this like really muddy, muted color palette, all of these historic details, and it feels really authentic. And then I think what I especially love is that it doesn't feel pretentious or fussy at all, since it is a working kitchen. I also love Harvey's apartment in Suits, which you may not have expected. It's just so well done in terms of modern masculinity. The furniture has all of these really clean lines, and it's combined with tons of natural light, and it's just a dream. I also love the country house kitchen in Madam Secretary. I think you get a good look at it in the first episode, but it feels like a country house that doesn't feel too rustic. It's still pretty refined. And I think the set designers in general in this show did such a good job of making the homes beautiful, but still feeling really lived in with plenty of normal stuff lying around that people have to use. But that's what I love about it so much. And that's what I love about residential design is I'm constantly thinking about how you can make the everyday things beautiful. And then one more that I really love is Lorelai's house in Gilmore Girls, shocker. I like it before and after the renovation, but especially after the renovation. It feels really shabby, chic, and feminine, which was all the rage when the show was on the air. I have watched the show so many times simply because the interiors feel so comfortable and cozy to me. Okay, I could seriously talk about set design on TV shows all day and not get sick of it. So maybe I'll just do an entire episode on that one day. Okay, so open up your closet, take a look at what you love in there, watch TV and hone in on what designs you really love. And then finally, the last little bit of advice that I want to give you is look at pictures from your favorite vacation or look at your bucket list destinations. I really believe that our homes should be a collection of our life's experiences. You should be able to walk into a person's house and be able to get a sense of who they are, their life, their hobbies, their personalities, their favorite places, their interests. And some of the most transformative and important experiences to people are oftentimes their travels. if you took a vacation that you loved to Barcelona, use the fun tile as inspiration for your fireplace. Or if Japan holds a special place in your heart, incorporate some beautiful kind of translucent screens or a few pieces of Japanese art. Or if you took a cruise up to Alaska and you fell in love with the scenery, use those greens and blues and grays and creams to kind of create your color scheme. And if you haven't traveled that much, no worries. Just think about the places that you've been pining over and think about how you can use those places as the inspiration for part of your space. When you come into our house, you can see our love of the Pacific Northwest through the wood tones and the blues and the creams. And then I've added a few European-inspired details, like the tile in our bathroom is very reminiscent of European cafes, or the bar stools that I have at our island, because we've traveled throughout Europe and that holds a really special place in my heart. And then we have artwork from my husband's hometown and from our favorite bookstores all over the world. It tells the story of our life together, and I think that that's exactly how it should be. All right, so clothes, TV, and travel. Those are my three tips on how to hone in on your personal interior design aesthetic. I think by looking at those three things, you'll end up with a space that you truly love and feels really personal to you, not just a reproduction of a pretty space that you saw on Pinterest. Because I guarantee that you will get sick of that eventually. And more than anything, I want you to be able to create a space that you love for years and years to come and feels deeply personal to you and your family. So please let me know if you have any questions. This is the entire reason I love interior design so much. So please don't hesitate to reach out. Otherwise, I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.